Log Talk Radio.
Ed Big Head, Turnbar, and of course, the great and glorious Easy Kodiak. How's it going, guys? Can you guys hear me now?
I can hear you.
I can hear you now. How's it going, guys?
Let's get right into it. Who the fuck is John Jay? Patrick, Turnbar, who's John Jay? Tell us about him.
John Jay is going to be the guy who's going to give us hits and on base percentages. That's the guy I want him to be, and that's really all I care about.
Very nice. I see that he's batting .307, and tonight is the start of a three-game series against the Rockies, and lo and behold, who's leading off? Mr. John Jay, and batting second is Goldie. What do you think about Goldie being second in the lineup, guys?
Personally, I think it's kind of, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's been batting second since the San Francisco series, and it's paid off. I mean, granted, you know, he loves hitting against San Francisco, so.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing with the lineup. So it seems it's working so far. So let's go with it and see what happens.
Kodiak, are you expecting big things out of John Jay?
I've been doing some research on him. He's got, like I said, he's hitting .307, which is it's up there compared to what the Diamondbacks have got right now. I just, it's almost like did the Diamondbacks get like call manpower up? It's like he's only here for a year, but I expect him to do pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. He's a free agent at the end of this year, and so we'll see what happens. So we went out and got John Jay, obviously, because we needed a little bit of spark in our lineup. But do you think that, you know, it's also because Pollock is delayed and Souza, who knows when Souza's coming back? I mean, what do you guys think about those two guys? They're going to be lingering on the DL for a little while.
I think it's a good insurance policy, especially when all the replacements that have come up have been, you know, pretty bad, especially at the plate. I mean, Socrates Burrito did not exactly, you know, impress anyone when he came out. So I just think it's a great insurance policy, and he doesn't have to carry the team. He just has to get on base, and if he gets on base and Goldie keeps, you know, getting better, getting to what he used to be like, then he'll be a great addition as this team gets healthy and round in shape.
I can totally concur. Could be a good shot in the arm.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, too. Hoping for, you know, that spark. Obviously, I'm not expecting the J.D. Martinez type of spark because, you know, this guy's not a big home run hitter. But he does have the best batting average on our team as a starter, so that's looking good. So we're going into this Colorado Rockies series tonight. It's going to be Greinke versus Marquez. I don't know, man. We're in Colorado. It's Greinke. I know he's good, but are the Rockies going to be hitting thick dongs off of Greinke tonight? In Colorado?
He's going to get hit. He's going to get hit a little bit. But at the same time, I mean, we're in Colorado, and I mean, the places where our offenses, you know, has, you know, historically thrived has been San Francisco and Colorado. So, I mean, we might see a high-scoring game tonight, and but we, you know, we also are going to be in that game at least.
It's going to be I think it's going to be a pretty competitive game. I mean, just looking at their right now at the team averages for just their averages, Diamondbacks are a little bit lower in the numbers. But I think I'm looking forward to a real competitive series. Period.
And then tomorrow night is going to be Cook versus Bettis. Bettis is a pretty good, decent pitcher for the Rockies. Cook's been decent for us. What do you guys expect tomorrow night with Cook and Bettis?
I think Cook. He allows way too many fly balls, and you can't allow any fly balls in Colorado. I think he's going to get, hit up for a like crooked number, either in the first or second inning.
Kodiak, you want to add anything?
No, I was thinking the same thing. I'm not real worried. Trying to keep positive, or I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of, but I'm curious what you think, Matt.
Man, it's going to be a rough series, all three games. The third game is going to be Godley versus Freeman. They both have similar records. Godley has been struggling lately. I really think we're going to take one out of three, and I'm hoping for two out of three games in Colorado right now. But it's Colorado where everybody's going to be hitting there, hopefully. Typically, the games are high scoring, you know, 8-9, 7-10, those types of games. So I think our bats are going to come alive and stay alive in Colorado, but I worry about our starting pitching as far as Greinke goes and Cook and Godley.
Yeah, I was going to get some extra coffee cups for Godley so I can have some stuff to break.
You're going to be slamming them on the ground.
Another fucking run, smash. Fuck you, Godley. Smash.
Yeah, I got my drywall repairman on standby right now. He's actually camped out in front of my house for this three-game series. So we are half a game up. We are half a game up right now. And by the way, anybody listening, if you want a referral to a good contractor, I got the guy's number. But, you know, right now we're half a game up. The Padres are 4.5 games back. This is a really tight race right now. The Dodgers are showing some resurgence. Kemp is a monster right now. The Giants took two out of three games against us in San Francisco. It's really tight, man. It's time to hold steady and, you know, try and take this division. Yeah, and we definitely got to win these games against the NL West opponents. So.
Right.
That's big head.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight here for the next few months. I mean, the Dodgers aren't going to get healthy soon. We're not going to get healthy soon. Colorado's going to waffle between decent and not decent. It's going to be weird to see what this division comes down to. But as far as this weekend goes, I'm actually one of the snake pitters posted it. I mean, whoever wins this weekend, you know, ends up being the division leader. So I got to hope it starts going in our way and that we start, you know, continuing our trend of, you know, positive play and getting further and further away from the shittiness that was made.
Yeah. Amen.
Exactly. It's kind of cool that, you know, what was it? Last month was terrible, and here we are. We find ourselves in first place again. So anything's possible. It's the game of baseball, right, guys?
Yeah, it's a weird, weird fucking game. I'll tell you that much.
So after this three-game series, we're off to face Pittsburgh. But until then, on Monday, we're going to have an interview with Rockstar. She posts on the Snake Pit. She's a huge Colorado Rockies fan. I'm going to find out why. I'm going to find out how diehard she is by asking her some good questions. So those of you that are listening, look forward to that. That'll be happening on Monday. Probably it'll be posted around day. So until then, guys, you got anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I'm going to get kind of weird tonight doing my first beer cap without beer. It's whiskey cap.
Wait, what? How are you going to do this?
Well, I bought a bunch of 50-milliliter bottles of my whiskey. And so my plan is I'm going to have one glass as kind of my standby glass. Then every time some Diamondback gets a home run, I'm going to drink a 15-milliliter bottle of whiskey.
Wow.
My goodness.
You've got those little airport bottles. Is your name Dolores, by the way? Do you drive a Pontiac? And clearly your waitressing job at Denny's isn't going as planned. And so you've got a purse full of these little whiskey bottles. Jesus Christ. I thought when you told me, oh, I'm going to take a little bit of time off so I can lose some weight, that there was also some, oh, okay, maybe you're not going to drink alcohol at all for 30 days, which I commended you for that. I think that that's great. And then you're like, no, it's a whiskey cap now. Fuck IPAs. I'm just going to drink the little plastic bottles of whiskey.
That's classic. You have no idea the calories that I'm saving right now.
Are you going to change from regular cigars to the backwoods style cigars then, too, since you're going with whiskey?
Wait, say that again?
Are you going to change from the cigars, your regular cigars, to those backwoods cherry-flavored cigars that come in a little pouch?
No. I'm gonna switch over to those like really obnoxious 2-foot-long cigars. This is going to make it crazy.
Oh. All right, guys. You guys ready to wrap this thing up?
Yeah. I mean, right now, it's all about Diamondbacks can get through this weekend. And are we going to keep hold of this division? That's all I care about.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to be out at Peoria Sports Complex with the spring championships with the Arizona Smashers, the 13U team Zach's on. So you guys don't have just looking for something to do. First game's at 8 o'clock. Second game is 10:30 on Saturday.
You have a game tonight at 8 o'clock?
We have practice tonight, but we have two games. He has two games tomorrow morning. First one's at 8 on Field 3. Second game's at 10:30 on Field 3.
Man. All right. All right. Well, go Smashers, go D-backs, and we are the Brute Squad.
Later, guys.
Later. See you, fellas.